Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Delicious Talk. This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. Hope everybody's having a beautiful Friday as I am. It was quite hot here today. It was really hot. Me and my daughter and my great-grandson were sitting on the front, and a Mr. Softy ice cream truck came down, and I wanted some so bad. But do you know, the ice cream is expensive. $2 for a little cup. And I think the cones were like $2. And a waffle cone is like $3. A waffle cup is $4. And I'm saying, wow, I can remember when you get a great big old cone for 10 cents. That was such a long time ago. But anyway, like I said, it was hot here. And, you know, everybody's running around with shorts and tank tops and, you know, looking good because I guess the weather is really here now, the summer at least. Well, it's not going to be here officially until June the 21st, but, you know, everybody's getting ready and it's all good. Tonight's topic is about a young man, Desmond Hatchett of Knoxville, Tennessee, who's 33 years old and is the father of 30 children. By 11 different women. Now, that's kind of That's kind of much for a 33-year-old man to have all those children. But here's the real sad part about that. He works a minimum wage job, and the least amount that some of his kids get is $1.49 a month. I mean, why even send somebody a check for $1.49? I mean, come on, you can't even buy a Happy Meal with $1.49. But that's what he sends, you know, they're getting out of his minimum wage check. He's crying. He wants a break. Well, you know, why weren't you wearing protection when you were having intercourse with all these different women? You didn't think about that. You know, the repercussions behind having unprotected sex, especially when you're not married, is three things. You could either get someone pregnant, you can transmit an STD, or you can actually kill them by giving them AIDS. So anytime you don't wrap up and you're continuously already having sex with this woman, that woman, and the other woman, think about the consequences. I really don't think he should be given a break. They should give him a job. And, you know, well, really, this is what they really need to do for him. He needs to, I guess, give him a job that all his children can be supported equally. Maybe, I know 30 kids, no more than $20, $30 a month or whatever, but $1.49, come on. That's just too much. And then we're going to also talk about the couple who put somebody else's baby in a wash machine. What kind of crack was they smoking? Okay, I'm going to bring in my guest, my co-host, I'm sorry, and we're going to get this program on the road. Rhea?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantastic. Just waiting to, you know, get this show going on about this young man with these 30 children.
He need a break, all right, but the break he need would probably really severely hurt him, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I had someone on Facebook that said, well, I had read that first on Facebook. I said, maybe he should have gave his penis, they should break his penis or something. Because, I mean, what you know, what was he thinking? And they're always talking about women having all these babies by different men. But, you know, that goes both ways. He has 30 children, his oldest is 14. Then he has a multitude of toddlers. So, I mean, what does that say? And then he wasn't concerned about catching a STD or, you know, I mean, come on. This is not like it was back in the day. And some of these STDs that you're getting, they're far straying from penicillin. Some of them you can't even get rid of, you know. So what
was
the one?
I couldn't even imagine.
And wonder what his mother is thinking, you know, what she's going through, because she has 30 grandchildren by a 33-year-old man. She may have some other, you know, children also that have grandchildren, but one son, if my son, oh, my God, I really don't know how I could handle that, you know, getting involved with all these children, all these different mamas, all the babies, mama drama, you know, it was just, I think I would have to pack up and move to another state.
But it's because of where they are and they're in a smaller location, these
mm-hmm.
women know about each other. What is wrong with you all?
Yeah.
Why would you not perpetrating is the word that came to mind, but that's not the word I'm looking for. But why would you continue, why would you participate in something like that? Why would you be part of something? Oh, my goodness gracious.
Right, because I'm quite sure that, you know, because if we know that he has 30 children, I'm quite sure all the women that he had these children by know of each other or something about each other. I'm quite sure they know that their kids are not the only ones. You know,
exactly.
And then I think when he was 20, he was 29 or something like that. He had 21 children when he was 29, and he said he was done. But 9 years later, he had
nine more children. Wow.
No, if there ever was a cause for vasectomy, he definitely is a candidate. He is definitely a candidate, and he shouldn't even want to have sex with a woman ever again in life. You know, and then what are these children when they grow up and, you know, their mom telling them, your father, say if a woman has two kids by him, you got 28 brothers and sisters. And but, you know, that's when I read that story, it just astounded me. I said, what in the world? Why?
The blowbacks from that can be so massive. From the ones you named, like you said, the effects that's going to have on the children, diseases. I mean, you know, all these different things. It's like, really?
Yeah.
He was literally just spreading his seed.
Yeah. Yeah. And not even caring about who he was spreading it with.
That is scary.
Yes, it is.
That in this day and age, somebody would still be doing that, and that's scary.
But you know, it's not to say that he hadn't contracted any STDs, because he may have along the way. You know, it's a possibility that he did, but then for him to continuously not wear protection—that's the thing I can't get over. You know, especially not only because of STDs and things like that, but he's not a married man. And then he's old enough to realize that when you have sex, the possibilities that will follow. And now
exactly.
He's crying because he works a minimum wage job. You know what? If I was the judge in that case,
baby.
He would be left with car fare to get back and forth to work. That's what he would be left with. That's it and that's all. And how in the world can they write a check for $149? The girl going to have to pay at least 50 cents to get the check cashed.
I'm hushing the laugh.
That is ridiculous. Right, but I'm just saying, you know, it's a sin and a shame. And then, you know, the taxpayers' money, you know, some of them may be getting public assistance or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know, I should hope so, because $1.49, come on.
Exactly.
Come on. You know, so the taxpayers are paying for all those kids, and he should be locked up. You know what? He should be locked up and let out to work. That's what should be going on with his life, because if they lock him up, he don't have to worry about paying no rent or anything,
exactly.
Even though the state will be paying for that. But still, he would and get his check and then divvy it out like that and just leave him with car fare. Because see, that took a lot of nerve for him to say he need a break.
Wow.
I don't know.
Kids need a break, sweetie.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm just wondering, you know, once they get older and grow up, you know, some of the mothers may not even want to involve her children with the other children, or, you know,
exactly.
How that's going to work. You know, you grow up and find out you got 28 brothers and sisters. Oh, Lord. And I'm just trying to figure out who was the first one he even had these kids by. And how many do she
have?
The
first one is not as dead.
Is what?
The first one is not as dead.
Mm-hmm.
It's especially 6 through 11, if not more. It's like, wait a minute. Are you all trying to, you know, be part of a cattle call or something? Why would you, knowing that this man been with these, five or six women, because he have these 15, 16, 17, however many kids, why would you even want to be part of that?
Yep. That's
like,
shows
really?
what what their intelligence was about, because a man who has multiple children by different women, that's not attractive at all, because number one, it's nothing but a bunch of baby mama drama, and mm-hmm. then he's paying child support. What does that leave for say, like, if we want to go out, we want to have entertainment, we're not even going to be able to enjoy ourselves on account of he's not going to never have any money to do anything with.
But that shows his level of irresponsibleness as well. You know, it's like that shows so many characteristics that are unfavorable. Well, you thought you were going to be different?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, especially number 11. Hell, the other 10 wasn't no different. You thought you was going to be different?
Mm-mm-mm.
Wow.
You know, I'm just saying that's just... And then how did he get up the nerve to say he needed a break? I mean, what constitutes giving him a break? He didn't think about that when he got over the fifth child and wasn't married. He's still not married. When he got over the fifth child, that's when he should have been saying, okay, well, this is it. I don't want no more children. I'm going to strap it up. And if a girl's not using birth control, at least I'm going to be protected. Because sometimes women will lie and say, yeah, I'm on birth control, you know. Next thing you know, they're pregnant. But, you know, if you're protecting yourself, you don't have to worry about them lying to you or if they're telling you the truth, as long as you know that you have protected yourself. You know, and a lot of men out here, they always complain, well, I don't like the way a condom feels, and I don't like this about a condom. Oh, but you like the fact of having 30 babies. You like the fact of having STDs. So let me get this straight. Now you want to climb in the bed with me?
Mm-hmm.
I think not.
Wow.
And he's not a bad-looking guy. You know, maybe he uses looks to get with these women. I don't know, but whatever. It couldn't be me. I'm sorry. I don't care if he was if he was my baby daddy, Smokey Robinson. I'm lying, because I would probably have all of his babies.
Let me just go ahead and tell the truth.
But, you know, I'm just saying, all jokes aside, you know, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. You know, and I'm just wondering, when did he, you know, what made him think that he deserves a break?
The same thing that made him think it was okay for him to be going around and dropping them babies like that. Either he just didn't give a damn.
He should have donated his sperm to a sperm bank.
Baby? Because, hey, in a lot of cases, they pay you.
He
could have paid for those he had.
Yeah, he would have had some money, at least. You know, and I'm just saying, I wonder what these women are doing and what's going on with the kids and, you know, it's something
really sad, because the state of them could be in any condition whatsoever based on the fact that we know more than half of their mamas ain't got good damn sense.
Mm-hmm. That's
okay,
true.
So, you know, it's like, okay.
Wow. And I'm just wondering what these women, what you know, what type of women are these? Are they drug addicts, or are they welfare moms, or project, or what they used to call them, hood rats, or, you know, just what type of women are they? Well, I know one thing. They obviously don't have no self-esteem.
They can't.
Because I know daggone well a woman who gets with a guy that had, I don't even really think that I could, I did date a guy one time. He had one. He had a son, but his son was around the age of my kids, and we got along pretty well. It wasn't no baby drama, mama there, because they weren't together, and you know, so that was pretty good. But I really don't like the fact of the matter of being in a relationship with the guy and all that baby mama drama. You know, we're out somewhere and she's texting him, calling him, you know, oh, I got to go because Shaquika fell down the steps. And, you know, I don't want to hear that. You know, so I basically, you know, would stay away from the baby mama drama, especially if they was little babies. Now, if they're grown or, you know, to the point where they can look out for themselves and, you know, very respectable kids, you know, that's a different story. But I cannot stand disrespectful kids. I don't like kids who are troublemakers and kids who just can't get along with a step-parent, so to speak, because you got some disrespectful little kids out here to tell you in a minute, you're not my mama, you're not my daddy. You know, I don't want to be your mother or your father, but you're going to respect me.
No, that's right.
You know, so I'm just wondering what's going on with these girls and hope those kids are okay, you know, because that's just terrible, 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 terrible. And Mr. Hatchett, if I was a judge, you came through my courtroom talking about this. Yes. Uh-huh. Desmond Hatchett. If he came through my courtroom, honey, I'd lock him up so fast. And like I said, he only be allowed out on work release until them kids got grown. So he'd be locked up for a long time.
Wow.
Huh.
Wow.
And if he got one more girl pregnant, it'd be life in prison.
Girl.
Without the possibility of parole. Without it. You know, because somebody's life is ruined. You know, some men, they don't like women with babies. Some men do. But, you know, just the thought of how the men who don't like women with babies, and, you know, some woman has somebody else's baby and she loses out on the option of being with somebody who you know, want their own children. Because some men, you know, don't want other men's children in the picture. And you can't blame them, you know, because they want to have their own kids. And then there's some men who don't mind other people's kids. But, you know, you just have to weigh those options when you're faced with them. You know, but... oh, it's just, that is just terrible. We have someone on the line. Let's see if they want to join in on the conversation here.
Okay.
843, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. How y'all doing?
We're okay.
I'm you.
I'm doing great. Just out here in Phoenix, just living the dream.
Okay. How's the weather out there?
Well, it was hot there a couple of days ago. It was in the 80s now, but... it was like one something. But, hey,
wow.
I love it, though. But,
wow.
Yeah.
Do you have a question or comment on tonight's topic?
I actually thought this Desmond Hatchett thing. And, you know, there's a couple things on that. We all acknowledge he's a total idiot, lummox, whatever you want to call it. First, he did spend time in jail over this, meaning that he's a black man with a felony. He's not going to become a hedge fund manager once he gets out, so he could be stuck at minimum wage. Plus, also, let's be honest, at the time he was minimum wage, obviously he has no education, meaning that he has no ambition. See, my point is that we acknowledge he's wrong, he's a deadbeat, and he's being simply who he is and acting the way he is. You know, if he's irresponsible and a deadbeat, he's going to be who he is. He's not going to become a hedge fund manager because he dropped the seed off in a check. You know, he's not going to become Bill Cosby all of a sudden. He is who he is. And the thing is about this, people don't want to say, he has no shortage of women to sleep with. And he all said in 2009, those women know about each other. And mind you, those 11 kids, that's an average of 3 kids per woman. And let's be honest, this minimum wage worker, he can't afford to take care of one. So this is what I'm about to get at. Like I said, we know he's wrong for what he for his role in this. But I'm going to ask those women, if they listening, do you care who you have a kid by? Let's just be honest. Because you can't go to court mad you don't get $1.98 if you don't make it $7 an hour. You can only get so much out the man. And locking him up, you ain't getting that. So cut the state get that money for restitution.
Exactly.
So the thing is, a lot of these chicks, I'm telling, because I'm 33 myself, I don't have children. I don't want children. I don't even want a dog. I like traveling, seeing the world, and I don't pay child support. Or pay, you know, I do what I want to do.
Right.
But the thing is, I have so many women in my lifetime, especially my sisters, that if I wanted to sleep with them by the condo, they would have gone right along with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of these women don't care. They won't stop the man. That's what I'm thinking. If this guy is so much of a deadbeat, such a bad guy, why did you allow him to penetrate raw? Because last time I checked, I cannot enter a woman unless she says yes. And
right.
Those women, where's those birth control? They're by 10, over 10 meds of birth control women. So I know all of them ain't hormonal, all ain't going to mess your body up. So why aren't they taking some kind of birth control as well? Because now look at this. Even he only had one. How are you going to invest in a kid's future? How are you going to invest in a college fund? What kind of – he'll have HMO health care probably. See, no one – see, the thing is, I'm going to be wrong. People are going to get mad when I say this. But the poor and stupid had the most kids. Let's just be honest here. Because the people who planned less, because this is financial now. And it's not fair to those kids to be brought up in the world. They could complain about him all day long. But if I was one of their kids, I'd be like, well, why do you sleep with him then? Multiple times.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm looking at. I'm like, it's just like that chick in Florida, Angel Adams, the one who had 16 kids, thought the government take care of her house. The government gave her a house. They locking him up. same type of situation, irresponsibility, and she's pregnant again. You know? So my thing is, you can get him vasectomy all you want. He's irresponsible. My question is, now I know you ladies probably like, oh, you saw Smokey Robinson, so y'all probably over 40, even my mom's age group. So, you know, thing is, when y'all was coming up, man, most people wanted to get married. That man had to be about something. Demon take you out for some ice cream, you know. So when y'all actually dance and music was actually music where they play instruments,
right?
You know, so now you got a guy here who is a total deadbeat, and somehow he gets these women that are gonna be on ABC in 2 years talking about they can't find a good black man. But but the thing is now. You got this man here who doesn't care. Obviously, they don't care. And what happens is they go around, these women probably say, well, he should do this. Life isn't about what should. It's about what it, because have I dated some chicks that were crazy? Have I slept with chicks that was crazy? Yeah. But I made sure they want me to be my baby mama, you know?
Yeah.
I'll tell you real quick. I was in college. I dated chicks. I bought her by the house. I had every intention of smutting her out. And, like, and we somehow thin line of love and hate was on. And she said, well, she don't do that, right? What do you mean? You don't need to slash the tires from the side. You cut the stem off and go down faster. And I was like, you want something to eat? And right then, I knew what she was about. I knew what she was about right then. I sat on the other side of the couch. I fed her. I cooked. I took her home. But see, I couldn't complain if I still got on with her. And
right.
Like him needing, and my last thing is, cause I know y'all about other people, but you talking about him needing a break, bruh. You made a bed, you lie in it, but the ladies, what do you expect? You know, I'm like, that's my biggest thing. It's like everybody trying to kill him, which they should kill him, but they treat these women like they're 5 year olds and don't have free will. They're not 5 year olds. They're adults that probably at the least have a high school education. So they know, hey, $7 an hour, parking my car, or flipping my burgers or whatever. Maybe he can't afford to take care of a kid, but people don't think about the kid's future. They only thinking about what feels good, think about themselves. Obviously, he doesn't care.
Right.
So my thing is, you should want, because most of the people probably didn't grow up in the burbs. So let's be honest, or grew up in the Florida lifestyle, hopefully. I was always raised by my parents to have to want better for my life. If I ever had kids, want better. My sister, she's married with 3 kids. She they living a great life, financially stable. They got a plan for their kids. You can't plan. There's no plan with that now, because now these women got to work. These women probably got 2 and 3 kids by these dudes. A lot of them do have multiple kids by this guy. And they could be mad at him all they want, but I would tell them, you let him in multiple times. That's all I have, you know.
Yep. And, like, you know, it's not his fault, all of his fault, but just like those women, they could have told him that, some of them may have told him that they were on birth control, you know, in order for him not to use a condom. But my thing is, why did you use a condom, period? You know, period, simple, blank. Whether they said they was on birth control or not, you needed to think about protecting yourself. So, therefore, he really doesn't even care about himself.
And that's what I'm about
to say,
because
he was
too.
He set himself up for this.
I forgot that. Ladies, am I still on?
Yeah.
Okay, I knew I forgot something doing my rant. That's what I tell anyone. If the man doesn't care enough to protect himself, what makes you think he's going to care to take care of his family?
Yeah.
People got to start thinking out here, especially ladies, because ladies will make life decisions based on how they feel. And I just feel like that if he doesn't care enough to protect himself, to wrap it up, especially because I'm from Alabama myself, and like they're in Tennessee, so STDs are real bad around amongst blacks in the Deep South. So if you don't care to protect himself, because, you know, traditional role man to protect his family, he's not protecting you from jump. And he didn't even put a ring on your hand to be unprotected sex. You know, that's, I feel like you get it that way. It's okay if you got married or something, y'all had a baby, then he went crazy, whatever, so big you went about the traditional right way. But if he's lays down with you and this can't protect himself, what makes you think he's going to turn out to be Bill Cosby or Barack Obama? He's not.
Yeah.
He's being who he is. He's showing who he is from jump. And especially being 28, 29 years old, all these kids at minimum wage, he's also showing he doesn't care about bettering his life for his kids.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
That is nothing but the truth. Because it seems like, and it seems like he's not going to do any better, because he's asking for a break instead of asking, well, I need another job. Can y'all help me get a better job or go back to school or do something? He's asking for a break. So that right there lets me know that he's not even intentionally trying to do any better, you know, by asking for a break to take care of the kids that he helped bring into this world. So that's on him.
You ladies have a good holiday, and thanks for taking my call, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you for our
call. Thank you.
And hang in there. You can listen to the rest of the show. All right. Thank you.
All
right. Bye-bye. Yeah. He made a lot of good points.
Yeah. When you actually get on the topic of the women. Like, I did bring them up earlier, but that's not who we were talking about. We were talking about him. But when you get on the topic of them, it goes to a whole nother different part of the spectrum.
Right.
Because it's like, where do you – I don't know. I have mixed feelings when it comes to certain things. Mm-hmm. And, like, because I don't believe in forcing somebody to do what they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's just my own personal feeling.
Right.
But I know I was involved in the conversation not too long ago, and the conversation was, you all decide to hook up. You all are only in it for the hookup. There's no future. There's no nothing. That's all you all are there for. You all have this understanding. Okay, there will be no children resulting in this. Okay, you are supposed to be using protection. Plus, you told him you were on the pill, whatever the case may be, and he's still using protection.
Because
we know nothing is 100%. But when you got two Methodists, you don't, you know, you don't build that double wall. So you got a better good chance. But anyway, you come up pregnant. He immediately wants you to have an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
You're not having no abortion because you want your child. And the question was, is he responsible for child support?
Child.
And, you know what I'm saying? So, but it's like, at some point, like after that third, I won't even say fourth. I don't even think it should get to three or four. After he got to that many, why would the other ones even allow such?
It just seems to me that because he's from Tennessee, Knoxville, Tennessee. I don't know how big Knoxville, Tennessee is or anything like that, or the town that he lives in. But, you know, it's quite obvious that these women do know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, if my neighbor, now, okay, first I had a couple of kids by him. Then my neighbor has a couple of kids by him. You know, something, we're going to have to get together and try to stop this guy or something.
Well, you see the trend. Well, that goes along with the time, with things, period, in my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Because as long as they know, no, as long as they know that they can go from Sally to Sue to Mary to Kimmy, They gonna do it. But if Sally, Sue, Mary, and Kimmy know that that's what he's doing, until they say no, enough is enough, they gonna keep on doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it when it comes to the change in that thought process, it's gonna have to be the women that put their feet down and say no. Okay,
right.
Because I tell you right now, you can't mess over Ann, and I'm watching you and see you messing over Ann, and you come knocking on my door. Because I'm going to look at you like crazy.
Yeah.
You just can't. That I'm not built that way. It's like, you know, where would their heads at? Where would, you know, it's like, oh, Lord, he can't be paid with gold because he broke. So where would their heads at? Not that makes it better, because it doesn't, and I'll be the first to admit that. But where would their heads at? What are you? Wow.
Yeah,
but I guess
it's crazy.
The thing is that somebody is thinking that little, you know, you have these 30 children now that their future, we all know their future is so shaky that they feel earthquakes regularly, you know. So we already know that part of it, and God forbid that any of them pick up that same type of mentality. Because you know how they say, pass it down. And it's like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know,
yep.
It's almost unbelievable because, and he's young.
Yeah, 33.
It's like, you don't stop him. How many could he, is he trying to break a record?
Well, I think he has. I think he has. Woo. Now, this lady has 20 babies and counting, but she's married. You know, that show has been on television.
What, the Gregors?
The Gregors.
I know you're
talking
about
the Duggars or something.
The Duggars.
And I think she's pregnant again or something. I don't know. But, you know, they're married. So, you know, that's safe right there. But this guy, that is so crazy. If he was my son, I'd beat his head in. because not only is that he's not the only one that's involved with these children, because he got a mother. I'm quite sure if his mother's still living, he has a mother, father, sisters, and brothers that have to be aunts and uncles that are forced to be aunts and uncles, and a grandmother and a grandfather. You know, you have to think about all those things as well, because just because you have a baby, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're the only one that's involved in this child's life. There's an extended family there.
Exactly.
You know, now Christmas come around, and you know, they're celebrating Christmas or whatever. How in the world? And you have your other family members you want to get gifts for, but you got 30 nieces and nephews you got to get gifts for. You know, it's just, that's a very sad situation. It's just sad as far as I'm concerned.
It is.
And Desmond, I really wish that you get yourself together and get a better job. If you're not educated, go back to school, take a trade, or do something, because those children didn't ask to come here. And I'm quite sure if they did ask, they wouldn't have asked to be brought here by you. I really don't think they would have asked to have been brought here by Desmond Hatchman. But Hatchet, I'm sorry. But we're going to get on with our next story. The couple in Camden, New Jersey, that put a baby in a washer in a laundromat. Now, come to find out that the baby wasn't even their child. It was the young lady who was babysitting the baby, and it was her boyfriend who put the baby in the washer as a prank. Now, once they shut that door, it locked, and it started filling up with water. And it's a good thing that the attendants were there, because it could have turned out to be a terrible accident, homicide, you know. But they got the baby out and, you know, took the baby to the hospital. And you know what they said? They're not pressing any charges because, what was the reason they said they weren't pressing any charges? Because the baby wasn't hurt, and some other dumb reason. But you know, they both of them need to be locked up.
Yeah.
Why would you put a 13-month-old baby? And he said he did it to scare the baby, But that's not no way to scare a baby, because you could have ended that baby's life putting him in a washing machine. You know, how about I put you in the washing machine? You know, people are just crazy for no reason.
Some of the things that people are doing to these kids nowadays, and the large number of people who are beating these kids to death and this kind of stuff, that those heinous acts like that is like, When I sit up and think about them, I really want to be taken out of the person who I am and go places that are dark. I mean, just that are full of... It's like, really? I'm sick of hearing about these people beating these kids to death. And when I say... And don't get me wrong. It's wrong, period. But when you're talking about a 13-month-old baby don't know no better... When you're talking about these little bitty kids, it's like, can you imagine a man hitting a kid? Because, like, there was one here. I think the child was two. And literally every bone in that child's body was broken. That's just how bad that child was beaten. And for how long. And I forget what the... Did the child pee on itself? I forgot what the child did. But it was like, are you serious? And it's like, you know, this it was done by the father. And all I could think of, can you imagine this man hitting? And because they saw, like, his fist prints and things like that in the baby. And I'm like, you know what? The whole thought of that just makes my body quake. And all I want, just turn his ass loose. You know, you can go to a dark place really quick when people are doing things to children like that.
Well, when they go to jail, they get it. They get it because people in jail, the two things they hate are child abusers and molesters, rapists. They will get you in jail. Not unless you're under protective custody. But when you go to jail, because I've seen a lot of programs where molesters have gone in there, have not come out. They came out in boxes because they was either beaten to death or shanked to death or they, you know, they're in solitary confinement for their whole time being there, being protected from the population, because that's not tolerated in jail. Even though some of those people in there are murderers and done a lot of heinous crimes, but things they do not put up with is rapists and, you know, people of the such.
Mm.
We have another call on the line. I think this is Miss King. Let's see. Good evening, 334. Is that you, Miss Kane?
Hey, Dallas.
Hey.
Hey, Real. Hey, Granny,
hey.
Number two. Granny. Let me stop acting a fool, because y'all know I be cutting up. I might need to do my tiny voice tonight. Tink, tink.
Well, what do you have to add to this conversation?
What? Yeah, about the dude with the third kids. Now, when I first broke that story on my show, when I put that up under Ratchet shout-outs.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Ratchet shout-outs. I just don't understand. I really don't. And then these people be sitting up here talking about some females, you know what I'm saying, having all these kids. No, you have to have a man that's included in this. And this is a good example of what I be talking about, these old nothing-ass Negroes, yes, and I said it, that's running out here pumping these women up with kids. I mean, now I heard, you know, like my boy Don Calypso and a couple other people, other males say that, you know, these women need to take responsibility for their part in this. I'm quite sure that that man is not telling no women he got kids like that. I'm already knowing he's not. But that's ridiculous, and I really feel like they need to lock his ass up. He too fertile. What I said, Mom Dukes, females, when you see that Negro, run! Don't even look at that nigga. You might get pregnant. Run, turn your head the other way. Don't even walk on the same side of the road. Just go around. Get on the other side of the street. Don't even think about looking at that nigga. Don't do it.
Yeah, because like I said, he need to be locked up. And he need his penis need to be broke off. He want to break his penis off.
Mm-hmm. At the rate he's going, he could easily end up with 60 kids.
Yeah.
Because that's like, what, four women in a month? Let's add this up. Four to five women in a month times 12 months in a year. Add that up. Are you serious?
Honey.
I just want to understand to the courts. I hope somebody from the courts of Tennessee listening. When you see this Negro name come on the docket 13 times, y'all should have had an issue.
Yeah.
I just say 10 times.
I agree.
It should have been an issue. And then it's like, okay, you're condoning what he's doing. $1.49, that's the lowest check that a female, one of the females can get. You might as well not even bother even going putting him on child support because it's a waste of time.
Yep.
And then why the hell should somebody be lenient with you to give you some type of reduction in child support? No, I tell you what they need to do. They need to work that fool like a Hebrew slave. They need to make him get 2 to 3 jobs, let him get maybe 2 hours or 3 hours of sleep, and then let his ass go back to work. And he need to be working at a job where he get paid some money. And they need to take them checks, split them all up, and give them to the women. I wouldn't care if he never had no money.
That's what I'm talking about. He needs to be locked up in jail and get out on work release. That's what he needs. You know, to be incarcerated until all those kids are grown. He probably be done croaked by then. But, you know, that's what needs to happen because it's no way in the world if he keeps working minimum wage, if they keep allowing him to work minimum wage in one job, that's what's going to happen. They need to, like you said, get 3 or 4 jobs and give all that money up and give him just car fare back and forth to work.
Matter of fact, can they take some life insurance policies out on him? Then send him to Iraq or somewhere else. I know
they don't even, you know what, they wouldn't even take him in the service. He's too much of a liability.
Yeah.
All them children,
Look, I'd be the one that took out a life insurance policy on that dude. I ain't lying. sure would. Yes, I'm going to be the beneficiary. Yes, me and Neek Neek and OMG girls.
Mm-mm. No, girl, that's just too much.
Can you imagine the conversations at family gatherings or and don't throw a family picnic?
Mm-mm.
You know, can you imagine the conversation? Oh, Lord.
Mm-mm. And don't let me tell you something, how they all just scattered out. They might be.
Miss Kane got cut off.
Okay.
No, she got cut off. She must have hit a button or something. Call back in, Miss Kane. Yeah, but, you know, we went back to that subject, but we have another call on the line. I'm going to bring this caller in. 1111, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Hello. Yes, do you have a question or comment
Hello?
For the night? Hello?
Yeah, I just have to say, first of all, that this is one hell of a topic. I'm very glad that you ladies were able to pull this one off. This guy, I've been hearing about this all week. I'm here in Los Angeles. And, I mean, first of all, the sad part is this guy needs to stay out of jail. That's the worst thing that could happen because the little money that these ladies are getting will be definitely gone at that point. I mean, what do you do in this case? I think one lady, because they have it tiered, right, per each of the women, depending on how many children they have, and you know, it gets broken down. So the woman at the bottom of this tier, the system they have, gets like $1.50 a month for child support.
Mm-hmm.
They just need to like stick a cork up that guy's cock. It's unbelievable.
Yes.
Guys,
yes, it is.
Oh, it's a sad state. I'm glad you brought it up, though, because, oh, man. And I'm glad you all can laugh and make good about it, because I think it's funny. Now, what that one lady said was perfect. He needs to be work like a Hebrew slave. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and you're going to stick around and listen to the rest of the show.
Great show. Yeah, I'll definitely keep come back and listen again. Thanks for having me on.
All right, you're welcome.
Have a good night.
Good night. Okay, let me bring Miss Kane back in. Miss Kane?
Yeah, ma'am, I don't know what happened, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
But what I was going to say is, can you imagine, like, all these baby mamas, let's just say that they spread it out. These kids grow up and they move off or whatever, then they come back. They might mess around and commit incest, honey, because there's so many of them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, I can't believe it. You know what? Really, to be honest, everybody is just talking about this now. I broke this story some years ago when the dude, I think at the time, he had like 18. So guess what? Since then, he done tripled that level. So
yep.
to speak.
Well, 9 years ago, he had 21.
Well, maybe that's when it was. I mean, well, no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. But I remember breaking this story. It probably was then when they first brought it to bring it out, where people started to talk about it a little more. But I remember talking about this before I even put it on the show with the Ratchet Shout-Out. And this had to be a few years back. Had to be. It's just, I don't know, this is just crazy. It's a shame and it's sad. I would really like to go interview him. Mom Deuce, we need to do some calling. See if we can't get this dick rolled up on the phone line.
Because I really want to ask him, you know, why so many women? You know, what was, you never been with anybody you cared about or anybody you thought you wanted to marry or, you know, what's up with that 11 women, 30 children? I just can't get over that.
Then unprotected sex. Oh, my God.
Right. That's the scary part of it.
I don't understand. And he must clearly I don't know. And he just looks like he don't have a care in the world. Because I done seen a couple pictures when they was doing the little broadcast, the news, mm-hmm. news people, where he was sitting down on the floor in the courtroom. I'd have been like, Negro, get your tail up. You
mm-hmm.
sit down, fuck. That's taking a break. We ain't got time for you to sit down.
He said he wanted to take a break now.
We ain't got time. Yeah, he could take a break from a job. But he would, I mean, as far as everything else goes, because just like Penelope said in the chat, wasn't it? They need to cut his thing off, and you said that earlier. But
mm-hmm.
I think he came a little bit too far. He should have been had, what it is, a vasectomy a long time ago. Because like
mm-hmm.
I said, what's wrong with the court system? Y'all seen this fool name come up about 10 times on y'all docket, and y'all ain't think nothing about it?
Yeah.
Never believed in forced sterilization until now.
And I bet you half of them women, if not all of them, is getting financial assistance from the government.
Yeah.
I bet you. Because they're going to have to. For the ones that can't put them on child support, what they going to do, go out and get welfare? Because what they give them? What is that stuff they get them women? TANF. Ain't that what it is?
What's TANF?
That's what they call it down here.
Oh, they call it public assistance up here. You talking about welfare and food stamps and all
mm-hmm.
that? It's called public assistance up here, and they give you Section 8 for living, housing, Section 8 or low income. But I'm just saying, I bet you every one of them women are either from the projects, hood rats. I mean, you might have got a few good ones out of it, but because you know what, Miss Kane, my boyfriend, we got two children. Then he going to go down and have two children by you. Then he going to go over there and have two children by Rhea, and something has got to be done with him.
Mhm. And then one of the chicks talking about she cool with one of the baby, a couple of the baby mamas. Y'all might as well be. You might as well throw a family reunion. So little Deek, Dr. Quequa, little Ray Ray, and Scooter, and all the rest of them can get to know each other. So they don't be messing around committing incest.
And you have to laugh at this because it's so damn stupid that it's comical. Because it's like, really? Because you're looking at least 12 stupid-ass adults here. Do you understand? You're not just looking at, okay, we'll get the first two ladies a play. Okay, mm-hmm. we'll leave them alone. But then you're still looking at 9, 10, whatever the case be. These people, and I'm sorry, if I remember correctly, where they're at is not that big. So they have to know about each other or know
they
about
do.
Him.
Go ahead, I'm going to try to cut y'all.
No, I said, but or at least knew about him way before he got to that 15, 16, because his oldest child is 14.
Right.
Now, they didn't say the ranges, and I know he has a whole lot of
toddlers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I know they're okay, let's say that's 10 of those. They're still 20 up in between there. So at some point or another, Lord, are you serious?
You're right,
yeah.
They do. Because that's just like this chick, you know what I'm saying, which was one of my gay friend's nieces. I told her about this one dude. I said, girl, yeah, he used to be real fine back in the day. I liked him. But you know what? I got to say God is good. Thank you, Jesus. Because sometimes, I can't even lie, he helps me out and keep me from going and doing stupid stuff. And when I'm sick, he be there for me. You know, like, if you know, cold him, whatever. My throat feeling a little bit better, Mom Dukes. But I'm still
okay.
Yeah, I'm still going. I ain't got time because these things come out. But anyway, I told this fool, I said, girl, don't you mess with him. I said, he fertile, girl, he fertile. The nigga got 13 children. And I believe her baby was the 14th one. She didn't want to listen at me. And then when the baby got here, I said, you going to go put him on child support? I said, yeah, for what? All I'm going to get is $50. Well, hell, that's $50 more than you had.
Yep.
But I told her, do not mess with him. I told her what kind of name that he had. And then during her pregnancy, when she first told him about it, he told her to go get an abortion. He ain't need no more kids.
Somebody in chat room.
She went from, let me just explain this real quick and I'll be done. She went from being the manager of a department store to not having no damn job at all, running up behind him.
Oh, no.
I'm talking about he took her down through there. He did. He took her down through there.
No, no, no. Not how the child gonna eat at all.
Yep. But, you know, you got some women that let men just bring them down, you know, because they want to hold on to that man. They're not even thinking about the kids. But, you know, when you bring another life into the equation, you have to think about that one. You know, it's not about you. It's not about him. It's about that baby. And a lot of women, when they're hooked on these men, hooked on stupid, they forget about their babies. You know, because I've seen a lot of women on the first of the month when they get their welfare checks, they be all in the McDonald's. The McDonald's be overflowing, and then they be, their boyfriends be out in their big cars waiting for them to come out. And then after the money's gone, you don't see them no more. You see them boyfriends come around when they got money on the first, and that's it. And the kids are so raggedy, tell us pathetic, but the mom, she got her hair did, her nails done, and this and that. You know,
well,
so you need to,
well, no,
right,
to,
right, you need to think about these kids. Someone in the chat room said they should put a limit on the number of kids people should have. Well, they do that over in China, but in the United States, you can do whatever you want to do over here, so that's out right there because it's just gone so far now. But, you know, and
they're
then...
stupid as hell.
You know,
they,
I think
they,
that...
go ahead, my dudes.
People who can afford to have children, if you have 50 of them, as long as you can afford to take care of them and take care of them properly, make sure they're well-fed, well-clothed, and well-educated, then have all the babies you want. But when you have babies that you can't take care of and they're suffering, you don't need children.
Mm-hmm.
And there are women out here who would love to have some of these babies that people are neglecting and abusing.
I know that's
right. See what I'm saying? So, therefore, if you can't afford, you have one baby, and you're struggling with that one, why would you have another one, and then another one, and another one, and another one? And next thing you know, you got these little babies running behind you, running down to the welfare office every month, trying to get more money, trying to get more food stamps. It didn't have to result to that.
Mm-mm. But you know what? I blame the United States as well, because there should be a limit on how many kids somebody's supposed to have over here.
But you know what they started doing at one point?
What?
At one point, this is what they was doing. I don't know if they're still doing it, but say like if you have four kids, right, and you're getting public assistance for those four kids. Any kids after that, they short. That's how they was doing it, but I don't know if they're still doing it like that. So that should give a person incentive to say, well, I better not have this baby because it ain't going to get taken care of. You know, if that's the route you want to go, being on the welfare, you know, all your life, then, you know, be considerate of the next child that you have, not unless you're getting yourself together. Because I'm not going to lie, yeah, I used to be on public assistance. I sure did. But you know what? I was on it for a minute because that's what I had to do. I had
so
to do that.
I mean, that.
I
but
mean,
that,
we
that's
all have food stamps is the best thing.
Yeah,
I was trying to get some stuff.
But you know what? I was every time I was bettering myself until eventually I was off of it and working a job, got a good job, and was supporting me and my children. So, you know, it's not like it can't be done, but, you know, you got some women that inherit the welfare system. You got generations from generation that started off with the great-grandma. She passed it down, and next thing you know, everybody in the whole family done been on welfare, you know. I knew of a lady, she had a baby every year because when it got time for her to go to work, because they had her in the program, she got pregnant.
I know a lady who did that and
ended
up with 11 kids.
You know, and that's pitiful because why would you even want, and it was miserable for me, you know, getting money once a month, you know, and having to stretch it out. You know, and then getting your food stamps and, you know, not knowing if you're going to have enough to last you the whole month. And, you know, it was just terrible for me. So I was really glad when they sent me through the programs and, you know, got me a good job, got me on my feet. And, you know, I was in a position to say, hasta la vista, baby, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I know that's right, honey.
You know, but you, like I said, you still got the people who are hanging in there. You still got the people who are having babies just to get welfare. But like I said, they did have that program here once. I don't know if it's still in existence. But, you know, and they need to get these, a lot of these welfare mothers off of the welfare and get them into the workforce like they did when I was coming up, you know, because they made sure that we got into some type of program, job seeking and counseling and all that kind of stuff, because of the purpose of the program was to get people on their feet, to get mothers off of the welfare. You see what I'm saying? Because, you know, welfare was created for white people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what welfare was created for. But when the blacks started, you know, having to depend on, they had to dish the money out to the blacks. They switched things up, this and that. But, you know, I'm not downing anybody who get welfare or who's on welfare, you know, but the point of the matter is enough.
Well, I just figured for myself, I wasn't going to be a statistic of society.
Mm-hmm.
My kids are 7 years apart. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And I wouldn't have got caught up then if the food wouldn't have been poking holes in damn rubbers and stuff, because the whole while me and my daughter's father was together, we wasn't on it. We knew that eventually, later on down the line, we probably would have wanted another child. Now, if I had the perfect fairy tale life, I'd have wanted to have 3 boys and 1 girl. That's
mm-hmm.
if I had the fairy tale life of being married, you know what I'm saying, career that got jumped off. And even if I wasn't had a career, you know, if I was with a good man who was working, had a nice job or whatnot, that's what I would have wanted. But we talking about reality here. And see, now I don't know how it has been where you live at, Mom Deuce, but like the system down here, as far as like they program, from what I hear is crap. Because like my homegirl, I think in order for her to have kept getting her food stamps, they was wanting her to go and put in like 5 to 6 different applications for a job a week to let them know that she was looking for one. Okay,
right.
Well, she ain't got no damn car. So how's she just supposed to be getting around? And then she ain't got no money to begin with. You know what I'm saying? She ain't got begin with. So how can she go and do all of this stuff? You cannot create a program. That's just like, you know what I'm saying, creating a place where people go to get help for their addiction, but you got drugs laying around in there. Come on
but
now.
See, this is the thing how they did up here. They provided us with tokens, well, using tokens back in the day, to get to these different programs and to go to the classes and to go to school and all that kind of stuff. They provided us with money to get to where we had to go. You know,
they
gave
us
the stipend. Yeah, I know. I know some places it's different. I do know that. But up here, I'm just saying, you know, it was, you know, they give you a stipend, and then they would make sure you had car fare to get back and forth to wherever you was going. They even provided you with child care. See what I'm saying? So they really wanted to help people to get out of the system and to get on their feet, you know, and that's what they did. I lived in the projects as well, and it was miserable. But once I got on my feet, I got the heck up out of there. But it was like a transition type thing, was something that I had to do. But, you know, it's not like it, you know, if you, anything that you want to do, you can do it. And, you know, I think that especially women need to be a little bit more conscious when it comes to who they choose to be their baby daddy. They need to be a little bit more conscious when it comes to looking out for themselves. You know, just be a little bit more conscious of these things, so you won't have to chase your baby daddy down and take him to court for child support, because that's a terrible thing too. Anytime you have a baby by a man, you got to take him to court to get him to take care of a child that belongs to him. That is a low blow.
It is. It sure is, and I'm knowing because I'm one.
Yeah, I am.
My daughter's father ain't never went through none of that stuff with him. I called B and be like, hey, look, she needs such and such. He was giving me money anyway. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And paying over and beyond. And then he still would come and get her every weekend faithfully. You see what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? Every weekend faithfully, and then still would buy her stuff. That's because she been raised. Now, with my son's sperm donor, and he has both of his parents. But the thing is, he been taught something a little bit differently, or he didn't pick up on the shit they was trying to tell him. So guess what? Like him recently, okay, this tripped me out. Every 3 years down here, they supposed to go up in child support, increase. Well, they going to tell me, I spoke to my worker. God knows I hate dealing with these people with the little DHR system because they just as stupid as hell. But anyway, she going to tell me, talking about, oh, it's basically like he made minimum wage. So basically, he's not going to be able to, we're not going to be able to give an increase in child support. So let me get this straight. It's been over 3 years, 3.5 years, and y'all ain't finna increase his shit just because he work at some little piss poor ass job. I wouldn't give a damn if he never had 2 cents to his name. That's what's wrong with these dudes, because they, the courts is being too lenient on them. Now you got some locations where, like, I don't understand. Like, I feel like my son's supposed to have been and got a check cut from the IRS, because you know they're supposed to take their income tax checks. Well, you gonna be one of these men out here that's gonna be 60 to 70 years old still paying damn child support. And it's all because the system ain't doing what they supposed to do. Because she going to tell me, I say about a couple years ago, well, we been submitted his name to the, you know, to the income tax people, to the IRS or whatever. So, you know, it, they'll catch up with him. Yeah, okay, what if he don't never file? Then what? But it should be some type of rules or whatever. But I ain't worried, because I take care of my son. I don't, that little chump change we get, that's what we call wipe our ass money.
Yep, but my son's father, they had taken one of his income tax checks, and do you know he called me and asked me, did they give me his income tax check? And what happened at that particular time, I was getting public assistance, and I told him no. But see, when you when they're taking care of your kids, they want to be paid back. So I told him, and then at one point I had asked him, could he keep his son for a little while till I got myself together? You know what he tells me? Now, he was one of the first black firemen in the District of Columbia back in the day. He going to tell me that I'm going to have to give him some of my check.
Wow.
You know, I said, this man is crazy.
No.
And you know, and he's never, ever, my son is 40 years old. Out of those 40 years, this man hasn't done a thing for my son. Nothing. And when we went to court, the time when they had summoned him to court, he called down there and told the court that he was sick. The second time they summoned him to court, I'm sitting down, and that's the time they was going to arrest him, because he didn't show up the first time, but he didn't show up that time. All these years he was skipping, ducking, and dodging and has not paid a dime. And I was just sitting around trying to figure out how I could get that back pay. Someone said that I could, but I don't know. But it's a lot of money.
It ain't really a lot of money. It's a thing that I seen on TV that you're supposed to call. And if you ain't never had your case, well, I don't know. Since it's been a long time for y'all, you should be able to get it. Because let me tell you something. My homegirl, mama, is in her 60s. Don't you know her daddy just recently had to cough up about $20,000, and this man pushing 70? Yeah, child support. That's crazy as hell. You that old got to worry about paying child support. Lord have mercy.
That's back pay. That's back pay.
Because I
know. So
when
I
my
just
son
feel like.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I just feel like if it's owed to me, then, you know, it's owed to me. But, like, he's been slithering like a snake, getting out of it every time. So, you know, it's all good, because my son, he was brought up, he wasn't hungry, had a roof over his head, clothes on his back. So, you know, it was all good. My daughter's father, he's dead.
He going to have to pay the piper before he leave here.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. He had his little ups and downs, believe that. And then he had a point where he had to call on my son to help him at one point, you know. So, he even asked my son to be his best man at his wedding. You don't know how bad I wanted to tell my son not to do it, but see, I'm not like that. I said, oh, okay. I said, well, go on and do it, you know, but something inside of me was wanting to tell him, why should you do it? He's never done a thing for you.
Exactly.
You know, but I didn't. I let him go and be his father's best man. I've never said anything negative about his father around him, you know, because he eventually found out the type of man his father was. And I didn't have to say anything because he's made broken promises to him, and my son saw that, you know. So, and like I said, he's had his falls and his bouts with different things, and he still, because he's been married twice. Now his second wife, they're divorced. So, you know, like I told my son, I said, well, that must be something telling him something, that marriage is not for him. You know, but you got these deadbeat dads out here having all these babies and, you know, thinking whatever. I don't know what goes on in their mind. But Desmond, I think you need to see a doctor, honey.
They need more than a doctor.
Mm-hmm. And get that thing fixed.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
need to get
saying.
His head fixed, too.
Yeah, yeah.
He need to get what real?
His head? Oh, I said he need to get his head fixed, too. And then I thought about it, and I just started laughing. I'm talking about that one up top.
Yeah.
I mean, the gall of him.
You know,
great
and nasty.
No, that's what I meant. That's why I started laughing, because I thought about what I was saying. Yeah. You know, but it's like, how can I just, and I wonder what he think when he look in these kids' face. It's like, do you see him? Do you?
But do he know these kids?
Wow.
He might not even know them all. You see
he
what
don't
I'm saying?
Kill?
Mm-hmm.
You know, men look at stuff totally different from women, because that's what I'm always screaming about, how women are more emotional than men. So you
mm-hmm.
know for a fact, you know what I'm saying, that he, you know, is not even thinking logically, because men don't think logically no way. It takes, like, you could be sitting up watching a movie where it's just so touching. A man will sit there just standing like, hey, shit going on. Like,
mm-hmm.
what happened? They don't understand, because some of these men, and y'all know it, sit up and watch a Lifetime movie with one of them fools and see if they shed a tear. Little Amber done got kidnapped. It's so sad and touching. He going to sit there and just look at it like, oh, when can I watch basketball?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Because they not in touch with their emotional side. They just not. So when he probably look at some of these children, if he even see them, he's not thinking about that. He already know what type of man he is on the inside. He know that I'm a deadbeat nigga, and I can't do nothing for these children.
Mm-hmm.
Some of y'all ass going to get a little something, so some of y'all ass ain't. I'm sorry about your love. I'm going down. But it's the truth.
It is the truth, you know. And it's basically no different than a man having two or three kids that he don't support.
Exactly.
You know, but a man who got 30, Lord have mercy. Please have mercy on his soul.
Let that come out of your mouth, it just seems obscene. It's just wrong. You know, and women 30 and he 33?
Yeah.
Hell, if they had given him two more months, he'll be golden. Because he'll have 33 and have 33 kids.
Hold up, I got one. I'm going to need Real to play this one out with me. Can you imagine him going on a date with a woman?
Oh, wow.
Real, I'm going to need you to be the woman. I'm going to be him. Ask me a couple of questions, what you might ask a man.
So what are your plans for the future?
I don't know. I'm just trying to make it, you know, trying to survive. That's all I can do. I got a little job and everything.
Okay. Do you have any children?
Yeah, I got some kids. I got, to be honest with you, I got 30. I've been
the
for the damn table.
That's the end of the day right there, because you know what? Either they done called 911 because I done choked on my tongue or whatever I had in my mouth.
I done looked at him and got up and ran. Okay.
I done died on the floor. They done been trying to, what's that, the hobbit maneuver on me, honey? Because I done been told, nigga, what you say?
Now that is really something to behold. You know how we are with food? Like, we can't even look at it because it jumps off, it jumps on our thighs, and we don't even get the pleasure of enjoying it. Mm. I would have thought someone was going to jump off him and jump on me. I would have been gone.
Can you imagine sitting at a table and a nigga telling you he got 30 children?
First of all, I don't know what. Thing, don't it? It just, it doesn't,
yeah.
It's just wrong.
It sounded like he was joking or something, because I say, are you serious? Stop
right.
playing.
Wait a minute, how old are you again? And how do you have that many kids and you that young? Man, please.
Yep, 30
Look,
kids.
When
that,
a dude
you know,
tell
that,
me, I had one to tell me, let me see, I think he's like 29, talking about he got 8 kids. Okay, then, that's good for
ooh.
You. All right, then, play, I'm going to holler at you.
Ooh.
8? When they tell me they got 3, that 2 is too many for me, because I'm selfish. But I'm just saying, I don't like niggas with a whole bunch of kids. I ain't finna talk to you. Let me tell you something. If you not structured in your life, and this is what I mean, for a man to have 4 or 5 kids, you need to have balance and structure in your life. Because if you do not have that, then you F, basically. You F. Bottom line,
yeah.
Your bank account better read 6 figures. Because if it doesn't read 6 figures, there's no way that you can take on the responsibility of taking care of yourself, your bills, and them kids. And if you single, meet a woman who got maybe 1 or 2 kids, there's no way that you're going to be able to take care of all of that. That's too much.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm. Yes, it is.
It made my head hurt thinking about that mess. I ain't lying.
Honey, I know that's right. Cause it's like it just to let those words fall off your tongue is just wrong. And you're
I'm
like,
gonna go,
ooh.
I'm gonna go pray tonight. I just want to say that real quick. Thank you.
Yeah, that. I mean, you know, it's baffling. It is just so mind-boggling and baffling. Till it's not funny for this man to have all them children. And like you said, going in and out of the system like that, and they're not saying anything about it when he had the first 19 or however kids he had, the first 10, they should have been saying something about it.
Exactly.
Young man, you need to get a vasectomy, you know, because we're not going to be taking care of all these babies.
They
you know, they could have forced
order.
You to do it. They forced you to do everything else. They could have forced him to have a vasectomy.
Exactly. That should have been court order.
Yep.
Or if he didn't want to get it, lock his ass up.
Yep.
You come out of jail when you're ready to go get this surgery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And while you're in there, put him to work. He can go to work release, and we need y'all to stay on top of him in case he try to run.
Yeah.
Like he was part of the Harriet Tubman.
Chain gang.
Wow.
I'll just play.
No, I'm still thinking about, like I said, the thought of that. A saying the word, I got 30 kids, I'm 33. You not even 35 years old, you 33 years old, you got 30 kids. It just don't sound right. And that's when I was just thinking it and I said, wow. Because the reality of it is, those kids are asked out when it comes to time. They're not going to get time. They're not going to get the financial support. They're going to be ridiculed.
Mm-hmm.
They have the joke and the bun. I mean, it's like those children are taking the brunt of your actions. And
yeah.
You walk around here and it's not touching you. Because if you look at those pictures you've seen of him, he literally looks like he does not care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he don't. He don't care because, number one, he don't even care about himself. Because he put himself in danger when he had sex with those women not wearing a condom. Right there, that says he doesn't care about himself. You know, even he's so stupid, and I can't imagine somebody being this stupid in this day and age, seeing things on television and hearing things and watching the news. You can't be that stupid. Even Stevie Wonder could see that, you know. But for him to put himself in arm's way like that, and then the repercussions behind it is these 30 children, he needs to be locked up. He needs a vasectomy. He needs to be put on work release from jail, and he needs to have just car fare to get back and forth to work. I don't feel sorry for him at all, and the women neither, because they the women had the control.
Mm-hmm.
They knew that this man was spreading babies from here to Egypt. And for you to get on that bandwagon, you're stupid too. Well, some of them. That's what I was saying.
Yeah,
some of them, because some of them
all,
may even
you know,
be some
lie.
Of them, yeah,
and
that's true.
She,
some of them may even be educated women.
If she's not one of the, let's just say one of the females that you know how when you stay in a community or whatever, everybody know everybody's business. She could be one of those women that could be out of the loop on everything. You see what I'm saying?
That's
don't
true.
Know nothing
that,
about
that is
nothing.
True.
That's why
true.
I tell
but like
women
I said,
around here.
That's what I said. There's probably some of them are hood rats, some of them are this, that, and other than some of them may be well-educated women. We don't know that. But I'm just saying to the ones that are the hood rats, the ones with the low self-esteem, you need to get a grip. Get a job and, you know, it's just I don't feel sorry for them. They put themselves in that predicament along with him, so they all have to suffer the consequences. The ones I feel sorry for are the babies because they did not ask to come here, but they're here and they're suffering. You know, so that's my last point that I have to make because we only have 4 minutes left in the show. And I want to thank everybody who came out there in the chat room. I had two guests, Penelope Flynn, Jewish producer, Miss Kane and Cal Pope, and the people who are listening out in cyberspace or on your iPads, iPhones, or whatever, and the flies on the wall. I really do appreciate everybody who came out tonight. You ladies have any last closing remarks you can have? At least 30 seconds apiece, 60 seconds apiece, Miss Kane.
Okay, I'm praying for those babies.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, because they need it. They need it. They did not ask to come here.
No. And they just beginning for them.
Right. And also we're going to pray for the little baby that was put in the washer as well. Because
oh,
the people
goodness.
Who put him in there, you know y'all was wrong for that. And stop smoking that crack and get a job, you know. And don't be putting other people's property in a washer. That, you know, what was they thinking? But anyway, Miss Kane, you got any closing remarks? You got a few minutes left, darling.
Yeah, honey, real quick. Ladies, y'all see Desmond, run. Hey.
Now, you know the sad part
put on a raincoat and some saran wrap, because that nigga look at you, you might get pregnant.
Let me tell you something. You know the sad part about it? There's some broad out here that think she can change. She can change the situation. You know how women, they kind of compare themselves to each other and they think they're better than each other?
Yeah.
It's somebody out here, so don't be surprised if you hear about baby mama number 12.
Exactly. And then on top of that, it's sad to say, but it's still going to be what I hear. There's probably a couple more that's going to give some coochie off of that. He ain't no bad looking guy, but at the end of the day, I wouldn't want the same thing.
Mm-mm. No, you know, it's sad. And, you know, women, we need to be a bit more responsible. You know, if a guy tells you he doesn't want to use protection, then you don't want to be with him because it's just
exactly.
too many things going on, too many STDs, AIDS, and then they have these transmitted diseases that have no cure for them. And then if you don't want to have any kids, you get pregnant, start abusing the baby. You know, just think of the consequences behind being with a guy who doesn't want to use a condom. And especially if you're not practicing birth control, if you're on birth control or not using birth control, you know, let that guy strap up. And they even have women condoms. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So there's no excuse. There is no excuse. So only thing I can tell you, Desmond, you need to get it together.
Just stop.
You need to get it together. Leave it alone. You've had enough sex in your lifetime. And his oldest child is 14. He's 33, so that means he started having babies at 19.
He'll be a grandpappy before it's over with.
yep. So with that being said, thank you, everybody, for coming out. And have a safe and beautiful Memorial Day weekend. Don't drink and drive. I like talking to you, not about you. And you guys, everybody, have a beautiful weekend. Rhea, thanks for co-hosting tonight as usual. Thank you, Miss Kane, for calling in, and the other caller who called in. And I'm out.
Yeah, ma'am. Good night.
Thank
good
you,
night.
Lady. And you all have
good
a
night, day. Darling.
Right. You too. Bye-bye.
Everybody.